wrong we stand in judgment for. Every single word that we have spoken. One of these days we all will stand before the Lord, give a reason for everything.
Greetings, saints of the Most High. May Yahweh bless his set-apart remnant, the obedient children of Jacob Israel, who seek refuge in Yeshua, our kinsman redeemer. This is part 4 of Trust. This study is covering all the verses that show what trust is, what trust means, and how it is used in Scripture. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Trust is found in the Word Studies menu. We have seen in parts 1 through 3 that trust in the Old Testament is all about taking refuge, having reliance upon, and placing confidence in. What matters is what and who we are attributing trustworthiness to. Many people put trust in riches and material things. Many people trust in government, media, and other men. Many people trust in themselves. Many people trust in a Jaime Jesus or the Lord Baal. Many people trust in what they think is Christianity, but is nothing more than falsehood and lies created by those sheeny serpents posing as true Israel. It most certainly matters who and what we believe in, what we put our trust upon, and who we seek refuge in. As for me and my house, we trust in Yeshua, the anointed Holy One of Yisrael. We left off in part 3 with Ephesians and continue here in part 4 with Philippians. Philippians 2:19. But I trust in, or am expecting, the Prince Yeshua to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I may be of good comfort when I know your state. But you know the proof of him, Timothy, that as a son with the Father, he has served me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope, or am expecting, to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust, or have confidence, in the Prince, that I also myself shall come shortly. Paul was confident that he would be released from prison as well. Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision, which worship Elohim in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Yeshua, and have no confidence or trust in the flesh. The house of Judah, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, are the circumcision. This is a reference to the tribes that returned to Jerusalem after the Babylonian captivity. They had and kept the law that was given to their ancestors in the Exodus. They had no excuse for falling away. Verse 4. Though I might also have confidence, or reliance, or trust, in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he has whereof he might trust, or have confidence in the flesh, I more. Paul was raised a Pharisee. He followed the letter of the law as it was understood at the time, under the influence of the Edomite Jew scribes and Pharisees. We are to follow and obey the law, but Yeshua also taught mercy, which the Jews know nothing about. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. For our exhortation was not of delusion, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, or deceit. But as we were approved of Elohim, to be put in trust, or entrusted, with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but Elohim, which tries our hearts. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 2. And that we may be protected from disgusting and wicked men, for all have not the belief. The Greek reads, since the belief is not for all. Verse 3. But the Master is faithful, or trustworthy, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence, or trust, in the Prince concerning you, that ye both do and will do the things which we instruct you. 1 Timothy 1, verse 3. As I besought you, speaking of Timothy, to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that you might command some that they teach no other doctrine. Paul was warning of false teachers, Judaizers, those who taught errors. The Judaizers of the day were the scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees, Jews. Today, they are our own people trained in the same falsehoods, taught by Jews. Verse 6. From which Some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, or talking, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, nor what they affirm. Just because someone has knowledge does not mean that they have the truth. Verse 8. But we know that the law, the Torah, is good, if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law, the Torah, is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. But the churches teach that the law was done away with. Well, for 30 years after the crucifixion, the scriptures are still enforcing the law. The sacrificial rituals and the priesthood is what expired and was done away with. Verse 10. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, speaking of homosexuals, for men stealers, or kidnappers, for liars, for perjured persons, those swearing falsely, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed Elohim, which was committed to my trust, or entrusted to me. It was Paul's job to bring the message of the word to the dispersed tribes of Israel that forgot they were the seed of Abraham. The other apostles taught the Israelites of the house of Judah, which had the law, and did not realize that the house of Israel, the dispersed, were their brethren. Verse 12. And I thank Christ Yeshua, our Master, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, or trustworthy, putting me into the service, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Clearly, one can be forgiven from sins committed in ignorance, as was Paul. 1 Timothy 4, verse 7. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself rather unto godliness and reverence. For bodily exercise profits little, but reverence is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that is now, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful, or trustworthy, saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust, or expect, or rely, in the living Elohim, who is the Savior of all men of Israel, especially of those that believe. 1 Timothy 5:5. Now she that is a widow indeed, and alone, trusts, or relies on, Elohim, and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. 1 Timothy 6:17. Exhort them that are rich in this age, that they be not high-minded, nor trust, or rely, in uncertain riches, but in the living Elohim, who gives us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to share, willing to be generous, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to your trust, or entrusted to you, avoiding profane and vain babblings, and oppositions of science falsely so called, falsely labeled knowledge, which some professing have erred concerning the belief. Favor be with you. Amen. The reference is Titus 1:14, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. These also include communism, Judaism, evolution, Marxism, Talmudism, socialism, universalism, college, and Judeo-Christianity. 2 Timothy 2, verse 11. It is a faithful, or trustworthy, is the word. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny, he will also deny us. If we believe not, or are untrustworthy, he remains faithful or trustworthy. He cannot deny himself. Suffer is hupomeno and means to remain, tarry, endure. The word for deny is arniomahi, meaning disown. So if we deny him or disown him, he will also disown us. We may not keep our promise and covenant end of the bargain, meaning to obey and follow the way, but Yahweh is trustworthy to keep up his end. Titus 2, verse 7. In all things showing yourself an example of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not back-talking, not embezzling or keeping back, but showing all good fidelity or trustworthiness, that they may honor the teaching of Elohim our Savior in all things. For the favor of Elohim that brings preservation has appeared unto all men of Israel, teaching us that, renouncing or rejecting ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and reverently in this present age. We must rebuke and reject unrighteousness. Why do the churches teach tolerance? Because they are on a very unstable boat and don't want it rocked. Verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope, or expectation, and the glorious appearing of the great Elohim and our Savior, Yeshua HaMoshiach, who gave himself for us that he might redeem or ransom us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Peculiar means one's own, special, beyond, belonging to a nation, system, or other thing, and not to others. Exclusive property, that which belongs to a person in exclusion of others. If God loves everybody, how can there be another group of peculiar people? The churches keep teaching the lies that they were deceived by over and over. This is called untempered mortar. Philemon 1 verse 21. Having confidence, or trusting, in your obedience I wrote unto you, knowing that you will also do more than I say. But withal prepare me also a lodging, for I trust, or expect, that through your prayers I shall be given release from prison unto you. James 5:16 reads, "The earnest prayer of a righteous one accomplishes much." Hebrews 2 verse 11. For both he, speaking of Yeshua, that sanctifies or sets apart, and they who are sanctified or being set apart are all sprung from one, for which cause Yeshua is not ashamed to call them brethren. Christ is our brother as well as our father. We are related. He is our kinsman redeemer. Christ came in the flesh of Adam, through the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and in the lineage of Jacob's son Judah. And the Jews are not Judah. Verse 12, saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I sing praise unto you. And again, I will put my trust, or confidence, in him. And again, behold, I and the children which Elohim has given me. These references came from Isaiah 8:17 and 18. And I will wait upon Yahweh that hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom Yahweh has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from Yahweh of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. Hebrews 13:18. Pray for us, for we trust, or have confidence, that we have a good conscience and all things willing to live honestly. But I particularly encourage you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. More proof that this is Paul's letter. He was writing from prison. 1 Peter 3, verse 1. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, that they also may without the word be won by the conduct of the wives, setting an example. Verse 2. While they behold your modest conduct with respect, whose adorning should not be outward, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting or arranging the hair, and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel. These are vanity, empty pleasure, conceit of one's personal attainments or decorations, selfies. They only entice lust. Verse 4. But the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and peaceable spirit, which is in the sight of Elohim, of great value. Spiritual versus fleshly. Verse 5. For after this manner in the old time of the set-apart women also, who trusted, or relied, in Elohim, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him master, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well, and are not afraid or frightened by any fear. 2 John 1, verse 10. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him be well. For he that greets him be well is partaker of his evil deeds. Tolerance is allowing the evil to remain. The churches teach tolerance and that peace can be made with evil. Scripture teaches us to be separate from them. Of course, we may try to exhort them to the truth and to righteousness, but if they refuse to listen, then you have done your best. Yahweh doesn't want them, so avoid them. Verse 12. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust, or am expecting, to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The doctrine of mainstream churchianity is the doctrine of devils and antichrists. It is the opposite of what Scripture teaches. Jesus is not a Jew. God and Lord are not the names of our God. and their path to salvation is by their own delusions. They are the goats. Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell, along with the false preachers and the children of Cain and of Esau. Revelation 2, verse 12. And to the messenger of the assembly in Pergamos write, "These things says he that has the sharp sword with two edges. I know your works and where you dwell, even where Satan's seat is, and you hold fast my name, and has not denied the belief of me. Even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, or trustworthy witness, who was slain among you, where Satan, or the adversary, dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication." Pergamos was a very pagan city, the center of worship of Asclepius, the ancient Greek pagan god of medicine and healing, and was therefore a center for pharmakia. Notice the serpent is the emblem of the medical profession, more appropriately called the Jewish medical mafia. Christianity, being married to paganism via the Catholic Church in the time around 330 to 604 AD. The assembly at Pergamos is praised for holding faithful, especially in Satan's dwelling. This was a period of consistently growing power of the priestly hierarchy. Revelation 21:7. "He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his Elohim, and he shall be my son." The keeping of the commandments of God means the keeping of the bloodline of Israel. The overcomers are all of those obedient Israelites who remain at the end of the age. Verse 8, "But the fearful and unbelieving," or untrustworthy, "and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." There is no coming back from the second death. If you fail the test in this life, you won't have a life in the next. The lake of fire will be filled with the descendants of Cain and of Esau, who are Jews, and all of those whom Yahweh did not create, and the unbelieving, willfully sinning and rebellious goats of our own people. So we can clearly see that trust is simply trustworthiness, reliance, confidence, and seeking refuge. And it matters who and what we put our trust in. I hope you put your trust in Yahweh and Yeshua. Because if you don't, you can trust, rely, and have confidence that when he returns and we all stand in judgment, he will put you back to sleep forever. This is the second death. Therefore, we must put on the whole armor of Yahweh. Ephesians 6:11. "Put on the whole armor of Elohim, that you may be able to stand against the methods of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of Elohim, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of the belief, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. It's a mystery to those who forgot or don't yet understand that Christ came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Israelites, you and me, the saints of Abraham's seed. Let's examine by definition each word to get a better understanding of each part of the armor and what it represents. The girdle of truth. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth. Stand means to abide, establish, stand by, be steadfast of mind, continue in, on a foundation. Loins means the hip, which is the procreative power. Girt about with means to equip oneself with knowledge of the truth. Truth is fact. What is true in things appertaining to Elohim and the duties of man, morally and according to the divine laws and doctrines of the way, and loving the truth, speaking the truth, acting truthful. We must be pure, unraced mixed children of Jacob, established and knowledgeable in our history and heritage of the way and of our Elohim. The breastplate of righteousness. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Having on means sink into, put on, invest, position, in place, time, or state. Breastplate is consisting of two parts and protecting the body from neck to navel. Righteousness, the doctrine concerning the way in which man may attain a state approved of Elohim, integrity, virtue, purity, rightness in thinking and acting, the state of one who is as one ought to be, being a child of the Most High. We must learn who we are and whose we are by putting on and investing in the two parts of the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Bible is the plan and path, the way, for us to attain righteousness. The Gospel of Peace. And your feet shod with the preparation of the Gospel of Peace. Feet of disciples listening to their teacher's instruction are said to be at his feet. Shod with, to bind, be in bonds, put on. Preparation of, readiness, the act of preparing, the condition of a person so far forth as prepared, to prepare the minds of men to give the Messiah a fit reception and secure his blessings. The gospel, the message, the history and heritage of our race, the prophecies and the promises of redemption and deliverance. Of peace, of Yeshua Messiah when he returns, judges, releases his rage and vengeance, and the elect righteous remain, and the kingdom is established. We must bind ourselves with the instructions of Yeshua Christ, preparing ourselves with knowledge and understanding of our history, heritage, laws, and God. The gospel message is the reminder of our past and our future. We were born from above into the flesh body and race of Adam. We sinned. We were taken by the hand out of captivity, given the law, and married to Yahweh at Sinai. We broke the law through idolatry and race mixing. Yahweh divorced us, scattered and punished us, bought us back and reconciled us with his death, is now dating us so we better act like a trustworthy woman. And when he returns and consumes the earth with fire, if we remain, we will be remarried to him. Shield of Faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith, or the belief, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Above all means over all, or firstly. Taking, to take upon one's self, make one's own, associate one's self as or with. The shield, four-cornered shield, a door, used of any opening like a door, an entrance, a way or passage into. In a parable or metaphor, the door through which sheep go in and out. The name of him who brings salvation to those who follow his guidance. The door of the kingdom of heaven denotes the conditions which must be complied with in order to receive into the kingdom of Elohim. Of faith. Allegiance, fidelity, loyalty, the character of one who can be relied on, conviction, belief, trust. The most important thing is loyalty, allegiance, the true meaning of faith. When we have allegiance, by observing the divine laws and following the way, nothing can hurt us. Our shield and refuge is Yahweh. The shield is also a door, meaning an entrance into his refuge. Without allegiance to Yahweh and in Yeshua, the wicked will consume us. The helmet of salvation. And take the helmet of salvation. Take. Take hold of, receive, accept, have access to learn, claim. The helmet, encirclement of the head, the protection of the soul, which consists in the hope or expectation of salvation. Helmet is the compound of another related word, which means the head. Since the loss of the head destroys life, this word is used in the phrases relating to capital and extreme punishment. Metaphorically, anything supreme, chief, prominent, of a husband in relation to his wife, of Christ, the husband of the Kahal, which are the descendants of Jacob, of things, which is the cornerstone. Salvation is our free gift. It comes from the promises made to Abraham and his seed. When we are part of the head, or body, the Kahal, or the Ecclesia, through allegiance, we can claim the hope, or the expectation, of deliverance. The sword of the Spirit. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim. The sword, for punishment, for cutting up flesh. The Spirit, Yahweh Elohim Almighty, the DNA, a life-giving Spirit. The Word, that which is or has been uttered, commanded, the plan and the will of Yahweh, of God. Which one? There is only one. His name is Yahweh, the great I am. The plan of Elohim is our trial in the flesh, to strive to imitate Christ's example, which is a life-giving spirit. The word is to follow his will. Only then can we inherit our position of sons and daughters as children of the Most High. A soldier, a believer, a follower and child of Yahweh must put on the whole armor of Elohim. And do you know what the reward of the righteous is? The wisdom of Solomon 5:15. But the righteous live forevermore. Their reward also is with Yahweh, and the care of them is with the Most High. Therefore shall they receive a glorious kingdom, and a beautiful crown from Yahweh's hand. For with his right hand shall he cover them, and with his arm shall he protect them. The righteous shall take to him his zeal for complete armor, and make the creation his weapon for the revenge of his enemies. And Yahweh will arm all creation to repel his enemies. He shall put on righteousness as a breastplate, and impartial justice as a helmet. He shall take set-apartness for an invincible shield. His severe wrath shall be sharpened for a sword, and the creation shall fight with him against his frenzied foes. Shafts of lightning will fly with true aim, and from the clouds, as from a well-drawn bow, shall they fly to the mark. And hailstones full of wrath shall be cast as out of a catapult, and the water of the sea shall rage against them, and the rivers shall cruelly and relentlessly overwhelm them. Yea, a mighty wind shall stand up against them, and like a storm shall blow them away. Thus iniquity shall lay waste the whole land, and evil doing shall overthrow the thrones of the mighty. 2 Esdras gives insights regarding death, judgment, and eternity. From chapter 7 we read, starting in verse 88, about the righteous. Now this is the order of those who have kept the ways of the Most High, when they shall be separated from their mortal body. During the time that they lived in it, they laboriously served the Most High, and withstood danger every hour, that they might keep the law of the lawgiver perfectly. Therefore, this is the teaching concerning them. First of all, they shall see with great joy the glory of him who receives them, for they shall have rest in seven orders. The first order, because they have striven with great effort to overcome the evil thought which was formed with them, that it might not lead them astray from life into death. The second order, because they see the perplexity in which the souls of the ungodly wander, and the punishment that awaits them. The third order, they see the witness which he who formed them bears concerning them, that while they were alive, they kept the law which was given them in trust. The fourth order, they understand the rest which they now enjoy, being gathered into their chambers and guarded by messengers in profound quiet, and the glory which awaits them in the last days. The fifth order, they rejoice that they have now escaped what is corruptible and shall inherit what is to come, and besides they see the straits and toil from which they have been delivered, and the spacious liberty which they are to receive and enjoy in immortality. The sixth order, when it is shown to them how their face is to shine like the sun, and how they are to be made like the light of the stars, being incorruptible from then on. The seventh order, which is greater than all that have been mentioned, because they shall rejoice with boldness, and shall be confident without confusion, and shall be glad without fear. For they hasten to behold the face of him whom they served in life, and from whom they are to receive their reward when glorified. This is the order of the souls of the righteous, as henceforth is announced, and the aforesaid are the ways of torment which those who would not give heed shall suffer hereafter. I'd like to close this study on trust with the soldier psalm, because we are Yahweh's soldiers. And if we trust in him, he will deliver us. Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of Elyon, who abides under the shadow of the Shaddai, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim, in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of a trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, or of destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on, and see the reward of the morally wrong. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Elyon, your dwelling place. No evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent. For he commands his messengers concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. They bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You tread upon lion and cobra, young lion and jackal you trample underfoot. Because he cleaves to me in love, therefore I deliver him. I set him on high because he has known my name. When he calls on me, I answer him. I am with him in distress. I deliver him and honor him. With long life I fill him and show him my deliverance. Thank you, Yahweh. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach, our kinsman redeemer, in who we fully rely on, have confidence in, take refuge in, and trust.
The shadow where my plans turn to dust. When I'm walking through the unknown, in the waiting I will trust. When the sky falls, when the flood comes, let the rushing waters rise. When my soul is worn and weary, and I've got no place to hide, I know you won't let me go. You surround me, my comfort and my song. Your promise is my refuge, 'cause I know your love is strong. You have raised me from the ashes, set my feet on solid ground. I know you won't let me go. Fortress for my soul, my heart. truth through all the breath inside of my lungs. You give me strength when I am weak. You are the one who lifts me up. You are the way you